This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what happened? On this day in South Florida sports, this is one of the most consequential days in South Florida sports history. You know what happened on this day in the year 2000?
Big Danny hung it up.
You are correct. Dan Marino hung it up on this day 25 years ago.
I watched the press conference this morning on Twitter. That's why I know.
I saw it too.
He did his press conference. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it too.
That was a bad man there.
I'm looking on Wikipedia. These are some of the quarterbacks Miami's had since and during Dan Marino's era. Because when he really was the starter, Kyle Mackey was the backup. Anybody remember him? Scott Mitchell, of course. Steve DeBerg. Yeah. Bernie Kosar. Craig Erickson from the U. Well, Bernie Kosar from the U. Craig Erickson as well was a backup. Damon Heward. I believe we talked about Brock Heward yesterday.
And Josh McCown for some reason. I don't know.
Then Jay Fiedler took over. There was Ray Lucas, Brian Greasy, A.J. Feely, Sage Rosenfels, Gus Frerotte, yep. Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon, Trent Green, John Beck, Tyler Thigpen, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill, Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh Rosen for a cup of coffee. Then came Tua. You've had Jacoby Brissett, Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, Tyler Huntley, Tim Boyle. But, man, for you people who don't like Tua, if you just heard some of the names that I've mentioned to you, you better go deep into the thinking bank before you bring me your anti-Tua slander.
I think I counted 10 that I played with, and if you saw my head, I was shaking it no to some of them, because goodness gracious.
I always make this point, Hawk, but the list you just rattled off, I was 5 when Dan Marino retired.
That's all you know.
That's all I know. Like think about that.
It is such a feudal. Now I love Tua, and I think like if you had to rank, well, I can tell you. So Pro Football Network ranked, according to them, the 10 greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. Okay, Pro Football Network.
Yeah,
the 10 greatest quarterbacks in Miami Dolphins history. And when I give you number 10, you're going to realize how slim the pickings have been since Dan Marino. Because number 10 is Matt Moore.
Whoa.
The 10th best quarterback in Dolphins history. Again, according to Pro Football Network.
But
number nine,
but no, yeah. Backup.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, so backup quarterbacks. You're doing backup quarterbacks here. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Anyone who has played quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Matt Moore did start some games. Ryan Fitzpatrick started some games.
Huh. Those guys make a top 10 list of Dolphins quarterbacks?
Did you just hear the list that Hawk read off?
Who got snubbed in the first two? Cleo Lemon?
Well, then, Jay Fiedler's number three, then. Like, if I'm just extrapolating it all out. If Matt Moore, and by the way, I was one of those fools chanting for Matt Moore over Ryan Tannehill at the Hard Rock Stadium, but I was also drunk doing it. Like, if Matt Moore is considered a top 10 quarterback, and then Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had one good play against the Las Vegas Raiders that nobody was even in the stadium to witness, is a top 10 quarterback in Dolphins history, then there's no top 10 list. You started at five.
Well, that's what I'm telling you for everyone who complains about Tua. You're out of your bleeping minds. It's the best quarterback we've seen since Dan Marino. There's no – I mean, that's out of the – that, like, that's not up for debate. You can debate whether Bob Greasy's better than Tua, whether Earl Morrill, Don Strock. But since Dan Marino, it's Dan Marino and Tua and everyone else. Like, those guys are head and shoulders above everyone else.
That's what I was going to say. Them old, the 70s guys, Greasy and Morrill and them, I'm wondering where they are on the list, if they're over Tua or not. But the 90s to 2025 – Tua got all them dudes. I played with 10 of them.
Matt
Tua's
Moore, 10.
Better than those fellas.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, 9. David Woodley, 8. He was from the earlier era. Chad Pennington, 7. You played with Chad Pennington.
CP could go.
Jay Fiedler, 6. Earl Morrill, 5. Ryan Tannehill, 4. Tua, third best quarterback in Dolphins history. Bob Greasy, 2, and Dan Marino, 1.
I don't want to sound crazy, but Tua might got Bob Greasy.
I never really saw him play, so I don't know, and I didn't live down here then. So
this was a different style of football, but I don't know. Success. Bob had more success on the field, but just slinging that biscuit, spinning that thing. Bob wasn't spinning that thing like Tua was spinning that thing.
He won two
Super
Bowls.
Why'd you look shocked, Solana? I said I've never seen Bob Greasy.
No. I'm saying, like, he was a starting quarterback for two Super Bowls, and he completed a pass. That, to me, already puts him ahead of Tua Tagovailoa.
So he should be over Dan because Dan has zero Super Bowls.
No, well, Dan Marino
he got you that way. He got you there.
No, he
got
didn't.
You there.
He didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't. Because Dan Marino, for a decade plus, was considered the best passer in the game and is still widely considered one of the greatest passers in the game. We're comparing apples
you're
to oranges.
Tua as well.
Okay, I'm not.
Solana, I'm not taking away anything from Bob. But Tua is better at throwing a football than Bob Greasy was.
Right, but like that, no joke, that's the same thing as me saying Derek Jones Jr. is a better basketball player than, you know, Dr. J.
Bob Cousy.
Which, it's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous because of what those guys accomplished, but in theory, I might be right. Derek Jones Jr. is 10 times the athlete than anybody those guys played back in the 50s and 60s.
But Dr. J played in the 70s and 80s. I'm not certain Dr. J is the right. But Bob Cousy is more a better example than that, because I would take Dr. J over Derek Jones Jr. today.
Just Bob Greasy had a 56% completion percentage. Tua just set NFL records over 70. Bob averaged 2,600 yards a season. Tua hits 4,000 whenever he wants to.
But in fairness, you were literally allowed to drape yourself over a receiver to break up a pass. Like, It's not apples.
There
to
is
apples.
A conversation. Yes, and Bob could get his helmet knocked off and throw it into the third row, and you had to worry about that. Tua gets flicked in the ear, and they're going to call a 15-yard penalty. Different errors, but Bob's had more success than Tua.
Yeah, that's unquestionable. Well, yeah.
He also had maybe the greatest right, running back duo in the history of the NFL in Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka. I mean, they're handing off the pigskin to them, Crowder. I'm sorry, but I mean, if Tua had Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka, I'd be cool with him only throwing for 2,500 yards.
Yeah, we have Kalen Ballage. Come on, man! Like,
Achan and Wright and Raheem.
Yeah, Achan and Wright.
All right, let's do headlines here because Jim Larinaga is going to join us. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I'll start with the Miami Dolphins. They made a signing today. And you're right, Raheem Mostert, according to Fox, has headed to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Dolphins are signing linebacker KJ Britt. He was on Tampa Bay. The Dolphins had Anthony Walker Jr., and they essentially just swapped today because Anthony Walker Jr. goes to the Buccaneers. KJ Britt joins the Miami Dolphins. And I was reading in the Miami Herald from Barry Jackson, the Dolphins essentially got a similar player in terms of production, but a younger player.
All right.
So those are your three inside linebackers, Jordan Brooks, Tyrell Dodson, who they signed the other day,
and
KJ Britt.
Because now I'm down the wormhole of Bob Greasy. In two of his Super Bowls he played.
You can't do this with eras.
Two of his Super Bowls he played in, he was 8-for-11 and 6-of-7.
Stop it.
Like, is he winning the Super Bowl at 6-of-7?
Stop it. He threw seven passes an entire Super Bowl?
Yes.
Are you sure the page you're looking at loaded all the way?
Washington Super Bowl at Washington, 8-of-11 versus Minnesota, 6-of-7.
In
the other
fairness,
Super Bowl, 12-of-23.
Very different era. Very different era.
Bob Greasy didn't even play during that 72 season in the regular season. He got hurt. I think, wasn't it Earl Morrill?
It was Earl Morrill.
Who was a starting quarterback, and then they pulled poor Earl Morrill in the playoffs. They put Greasy back in there. And he ended up winning like the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
That's why Earl's on the list, because Earl could play, and they had to replace him when Greasy got hurt. Yeah.
At least his stats show up. Remember, Hawk? We tried to look up Crowder stats in that cold weather game in Cincinnati or in Kansas City. You didn't even have a tackle in that game. Not one.
There's more proof that Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game, and there's no proof than you actually having played in that game in Kansas City. You say you played in.
I was taking on some blockers. I was turning it back inside. I was the contain guy.
So was Bob Greasy in the Super Bowl.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So by Crowder's breakdown, Garo Yepremian, who is a Dolphins kicker, is greater to Dolphins 72-73 back-to-back title lore than Bob Greasy. That's your take. You want to sign that take?
That's not my take. No, I'm not talking about lore and Super Bowl success. I'm talking about, is Bob Greasy a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa? And I would say 8 of 11 in the Super Bowl is a little different.
Yeah, it's a pretty good percentage, completion percentage, to be quite honest.
88 yards.
This feels like it's not right. Is this is this right?
No, I gotta go to 73 Super Bowl. This
can't be. When did the NFL implement like the shotgun? Didn't the Dallas Cowboys do that? They're the first team to.
Yeah, it was Roger Staubach. Yeah.
When was that?
That'd be in the 70s. I mean, yeah, there was a shotgun in the 70s because Roger Staubach and Danny White, I mean, those were 70s, early 80s. I think they ran a very conservative offense, the Dolphins.
I'm on Wikipedia. 8 of 11 for 88 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
How many total yards did they have in the Super Bowl?
They had 184 rushing yards and 88
receiving yards. People took the under.
They ran the ball 37 times. They threw the ball 11.
That's what Wanstead was trying to get back to with Ricky.
They were leading on Bob. It's crazy. Looking at these old games, it's crazy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.